Well, judging from the mainstream media accounts of the horrific massacre in Norway, you might think that we're on the cusp of a wave of Christian terrorism that could rival any threat from Muslim terrorism. Is that true? Let's ask our own terrorism expert and Fox News strategic analyst, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. So, Colonel, first of all, this guy who was responsible, who we think is responsible, he's claimed responsibility, et cetera, Anders Breivik, I guess is his name. Do you think that he is, would you define him as a Christian terrorist, as all the headlines are?
Well, he defines himself as a Christian, but, you know, anybody can claim anything. I have to tell you, it doesn't have anything to do with any church I've ever attended. But, David, what troubles me most is the hypocrisy. I mean, this is such a godsend to the liberal media. One guy, a Timothy McVeigh type in Norway this time, does something really monstrous. And suddenly, oh, it's okay. It's not about, you know, just like Islam. Well, you know, it's not. There have been tens of thousands of Islamist terrorist attacks, and the media have rushed to say it's nothing to do with Islam. Now one crazy claims he's a Christian and commits an act of terror, and oh my God, we expect more Christian terrorists. Well, I'm waiting for the Baptist suicide bombers.
Yeah, well, beyond that, there is also the fact that what the media is doing is linking this guy to legitimate conservative European organization. Sylvia Poggioli, who works for NPR, had a piece yesterday in which she said, and I'm quoting her, this may all sound lunatic, after she read from this guy Breivik's screed. It may all sound lunatic and very much on the fringe, but Breivik's language and the images echo some of the new discourse of right-wing politicians in many European countries. And then she goes on to describe some of these conservative organizations. I mean, they're trying to lump this awful character with all the conservative groups in Europe.